You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. For KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. In Santa Barbara, voters are deciding who will be the city's next mayor. Joshua Molina is a staff reporter at NewsHawk.com. He described the election as exciting because, for the first time in recent history, there's no clear frontrunner. KCBX News spoke with Molina to find out more about this unusual election.
So we have five candidates, and three of the Democrats are splitting the vote, and that is of concern to a lot of the Democratic activists and insiders, because we have one Republican, and they fear that he is going to win the election because of this split vote. We have an outsider candidate who is running as somebody who's going to reform Santa Barbara and bring some business sense to it, and he is spending a lot of money, so he could have an impact in the election. We have this wide dynamic and stuff that we have not seen in Santa Barbara before.
What is the name of that candidate?
Angel Martinez. He's the former CEO of Deckers Brand. He just moved into Santa Barbara recently, about a year ago, and he's running as an outsider candidate who's looking to shake up City Hall, transform State Street. As a lot of communities have dealt with, we are losing retail storefronts, largely because of Amazon, but other factors. We do have a homelessness issue on State Street. So he's running as this candidate who is going to bring a business sense to Santa Barbara. He's trying to target millennials. He's spending a lot of money on social media, on Facebook, and he's trying to reach voters in a different way than traditionally has been done in Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara is 52% registered Democrat. So Democrats are the ones who vote in Santa Barbara, and they typically have a lot of success in elections. They're on the ground. They have a good network of grassroots activists. They're knocking on doors, mailers, phone calls. So they typically hold a lot of the elected power. Martinez is trying things differently in that he's doing a lot of social media. He's having these neighborhood groups with influential people, and he's hoping to try to build a base. He's very much running an executive marketing type campaign where he's trying to reach people in real specific targeted ways. And just recently, as he started to knock on doors, there was a recent poll that was done, an independently paid for poll by Validity Research, that said he was tracking in fourth place out of five, but he was really close with the third place person. So he's got to make up a lot of ground. We don't really know, but right now the race is looking like it's between the one Republican in the race and Kathy Murillo, who is a incumbent council member, and she's endorsed by the Democratic Party. It's looking like a two-person race with some other people kind of within striking distance.
So tell me about Kathy Murillo, because I heard some news about Carbajal supported her. Tell me about that.
So Kathy Murillo is the endorsed Democrat by the Santa Barbara County Democratic Party. And right now there is a big battle over endorsements. Sometimes endorsements matter. Sometimes they don't. In this election, they matter because we have a fractured base of Democratic activists. Just this week, Salud Carbajal came out in support of Kathy Murillo. That was significant only in that he hadn't endorsed her sooner. You would expect somebody of his level who's endorsed her in the past to come out sooner, but they felt they needed him. It was a close race. We have other prominent Democrats who have endorsed Hal Conklin, who is one of Murillo's opponents. Former Congresswoman Lois Capps has endorsed Hal Conklin. This was a big surprise because Lois had always been supported by the Democratic Party, and here she is breaking ranks a little bit and going with Hal Conklin, who is also a Democrat, and he's actually a former mayor and council member back in the 90s. So he's sort of coming out of retirement, seeking new glory here to sort of save the city. So we have these endorsements that are going around, and it's not unified, which is giving Frank Hotchkiss, the Republican candidate, a lot of hope. And he's actually leading in that poll that I referenced.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I've been here about a year. And so Lois Capps was out of office when I got here. But from everything I've heard, people really respect her.
Yeah, among Democratic voters, she's a matriarch of the Democratic Party. She served almost 20 years. She was elected over and over again, and she's very highly regarded among Democrats. So the idea that she would break ranks from the institutional organized party and support Hal Conklin, this is somebody who she had a professional and political relationship dating back several years. You know, Hal Conklin was a supporter of hers, a supporter of her husband who held that seat before Lois did. So it goes back a long time, and that's one of the reasons why she's supporting him. So there's a lot of division and there's a lot of bad blood among the Democratic infrastructure right now, because the Democrats are casting it as, we've split the vote and we're going to allow the first Republican mayor in Santa Barbara in nearly 50 years because they can't organize. That's what their fear is, where the Republicans are saying, hey, all we need to do is lock down the conservative base in Santa Barbara, let the Democrats split the vote, and we've got a situation where you've got a Republican mayor, pretty conservative, pretty skeptical of climate change, who is leading Santa Barbara, which was the birth of the environmental movement. So that's sort of the narrative that is at play here.
Okay, got it. And tell me about the other Democratic candidate, Harwood Bendy White. Where does he stand in all this?
Well, Bendy is a longtime Santa Barbara council member and planning commissioner. He is somebody who has a lot of respect among the historical preservationists in town. He's a Pearl Chase Democrat, which means, you know, he is basically a slow growther. And he has a wide base of support. People really like him. He got into the race very late, though. He got into it after Kathy Murillo did. He got into it after Hal Conklin did. And there's only so much life to a campaign. There's only so much money to a campaign, an activist base. So he came in late, and that means he's been playing catch-up the whole time. He's not been able to secure the major endorsements. He's not been able to raise as much money as he needs. So right now, according to that poll, he's in fifth place. What he's going to rely on is his connections, his community involvement. He knows a lot of people from just generations of public service. So he does know a lot of people, and relationships matter in politics. But we've got, you know, he's running against Angel Martinez, who spent $50,000 of his own money, is raising money from business organizations. That's tough to compete with in this contest. So Bendy is sort of a long shot at this point.
Okay, got it. And the Republican candidate, is he getting the full support of the Republican Party? Is he getting a lot of money?
Republican Frank Hotchkiss is backed by the organized, formal Santa Barbara County Republican Party. He has lost support, however, to Angel Martinez, business support, some of those traditional business conservatives. They've jumped from Hotchkiss, who they've supported in previous elections, to Martinez because they feel that, hey, Frank, he's on the council now. You're part of the problem with the homelessness issue, with the retail exodus issue. We need somebody new. So they've looked to this former CEO, Martinez, as somewhat of a savior. So there's a little bit of a rift there. But in terms of traditional Republicans, Hotchkiss is trying to line those up. He's just lost some of the more business types to Martinez, who's saying he's going to save State Street.
Okay, got it. Well, let's wrap it up. It sounds like a fascinating election. And is there anything else I haven't asked you that you really want people to know about this?
Well, Santa Barbara has a vote by mail ballot, which means the traditional going to the polls and an off-year election is not how it works here. You mail your ballot in as soon as you cast your vote. So a lot of the votes have already been cast. People have already made their decisions. We're coming down to the last week, and it's a different sort of format. So we don't know about what voter turnout is going to be. We don't know any of those factors. It's traditionally low. So in order for the Democrats to hold on to that seat, they're going to have to boost voter turnout. And if Frank Hotchkiss, the Republican, wins, he's going to have to hope for lower voter turnout, because if all the Democrats vote in Santa Barbara and they vote for one of their candidates, one of them is going to get in. And so that's the big matrix that's going on right now as we lead into the election.
That was Joshua Molina, staff reporter at NewsHawk.com. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.